Hello, and good day to you from episode 15 of our podcast series, Project Breakaway, a metaphorical and literal time in the day when we here at Predator Cycling take some time away from working in the back shop to come and share with our listeners what we're doing, how we're doing it, what it takes to do it, our ideas, our innovative success stories, and even our missteps and failures. If you find yourself with an interest in bicycles, composite manufacturing, out-of-the-box design, or even curiosities beyond, I encourage you to stick with us, settle in, and learn a little. I'm Courtney B., co-owner and project manager of Predator Cycling. I'm here with my partner, Aram Goganian, the other co-owner, CEO, lead design and engineer, and online instructor of Predator Cycling. How's it going, Aram?
It is going wonderful.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm sitting here and hanging out with you, and we're going to talk about some online instructing.
Online instruction.
Instruction.
And you're the teacher.
Oh, boy.
So you've been having some early mornings, no?
Yeah. That's an understatement.
Yeah.
But yes.
So you've been having like a 2:30 wake up because you are kind of on a tight deadline to get some online courses recorded and done for LinkedIn Learning.
Yep.
It's been an ongoing project for a while, but between all of our other shop business and launching of products, it kind of, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of like
shoved to the back of the bus.
I guess it's been the, you know, this last year was a crazy year with COVID and everything. And I mean, it's not over by any means, but yeah, scheduling kind of turned into a disaster. But yeah, we've been working on this online course for a while. And yeah, it kind of got pushed back, but it's,
so you're back
it's
on
front
it.
And center now.
So basically, LinkedIn Learning is the newer iteration of lynda.com.
Yep.
I'm not sure how long ago they made this switch. Maybe you do. I don't know.
I don't.
It has only a couple of years because I remember we were on lynda.com.
Yeah, I used it. I learned all of my Photoshop and Premiere skills.
Yeah. So
Lynda
was like an online learning website.
Yeah.
Where professionals or teachers or instructors or average Joes can post videos to learn new skills and other people can watch them.
Average Joes cannot post.
Oh, no?
It was not an open forum like YouTube. Like, you actually had to be, like, pretty legit.
You had to be legit. You had to be approached, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm thinking it's kind of like, because you see the commercials now for Udemy, which I think is more of an average Joe. Like, you can learn how to, like, garden or play an instrument or something, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean,
but on LinkedIn, I think it more airs more towards the professional side.
Yeah, it's also different. So on Udemy, you produce your own content and you put it up and you promote it and you basically sell it and they make a royalty. They make a cut of it. LinkedIn Learning works a little different. You actually have a content manager that you work with, that you produce the course with. And then you record everything. Usually, I think the majority of it is done recorded there on at their location. Or during COVID, we've been doing a lot of remote recording. And so that was that's what I did. And then they produce and cut it all together.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, I think it's only available for LinkedIn Professional, which you have to have a subscription for.
Yeah, if you're gonna watch the courses, you have to be you have to have the LinkedIn Premier Pro.
Premiere. I don't know. I don't have it.
Premiere.
I'm just your normal LinkedIn person.
And then you can also purchase any course. You can just flat rate and buy a course and watch it.
Okay.
So
you can learn like new softwares. You can learn to do Photoshop, like you said. You can become more proficient in all sorts of things, from like accounting softwares.
Yeah, that's really good.
You do simulation softwares.
Yeah, you can also. I mean, to be honest, I mean, because like I have my Premiere account and I look on there all the time. Like, oh, like I want to look at this. I don't know, like online service or something, and they have a class on it. So it's like a really cool demo of the product. It's super cool. I use it constantly.
Yes,
I'm always using it.
So, basically, we were approached by a LinkedIn employee after a class that we co-taught together at Autodesk University back in 2019. I think it was 2019 because 2020 was COVID. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, scratch that. Okay. You were busy talking to someone. I was approached by LinkedIn Learning to go, would be the go-between, I guess, between you and them. And he was like, has Aram ever thought about teaching? And I literally just laughed. It was like, I don't know. I went to like thinking of like college and like a stuffy lecture hall and like Aram down there with a little bow tie but that was not the case.
I would rock a bow tie. All right. Let's just be clear on that.
It wasn't the case. It was more for virtual teaching. And I was like, oh, that makes a lot more sense.
Ouch. Okay.
Which is also fitting because we quickly after Autodesk segued into COVID. So
yeah.
All learning is online.
Yeah. Well, we were talking to them right before COVID broke out is when we were talking about doing it, doing a class.
Yeah.
And then COVID happened.
So you got contracted.
Yeah. So we did, we got contracted and did our first class, which was a class. It's a fusion course that is about design. It's a designing a bicycle, but it's the course isn't teaching on how to make a bicycle. It's teaching different modeling approaches and techniques that were used, that I used to build a bicycle. So each tube of the bike is made using a different modeling design. Let me rephrase that. Each tube was designed using a different modeling approach and created differently. Mm-hmm. So basically, in the process of building a bicycle, you learn all these different tools that you can use to build geometries. And then I had everything connected. And
so it's like a basic fusion intro class.
It's really geared. I think it's really good for someone that has like a modeling understanding, like they know how to model to some degree. Like if they came from like 3D Max or like Unreal Engine, or mm-hmm. I mean, even came from like Rhino or SolidWorks, or SolidWorks already is kind of very similar because it's also a parametric modeling environment. But yeah, if somebody coming from some sort of modeling background, it's really helpful because I don't dive into like design or modeling theory. It's more you kind of know how those things work, and I I follow you, you know, I guide you through building a bicycle frame.
Right. And the class is about like fusion and modeling. Bicycle as an example because that's what we make.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we make. That's what I do all
and
day.
And it's relatable to people. I mean, like people understand like I'm making a bicycle. Yeah, there exactly. Are two. They go together. This is how we have to model it.
Right. Most people have ridden a bicycle. If they haven't ridden one, they know what it is. Yeah. And they know what it looks like. So it's not something that's strange to them. Mm-hmm. So it was a good idea. And that was my content.
And that class was released, what, like six, seven months ago. So that one's available online for people to view.
Yeah, you can watch it.
And then you just, this week or last week, we went live, your second course.
Yeah, and then as soon as that course was done, we started working on a three-part series course. And the first of those courses went live last week.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is really cool course. That I'm working on the second one right now. I'm just finishing it up, and it should be up soon.
Say what the whole series is and then what each part of the series is.
Okay, so the whole series is talking about it's the concept of taking a design or an idea for a product and going from inception all the way to completed product for a composite part.
Mm-hmm.
And the first video, the first course is talking about the types of molding and manufacturing methodology for composites. So mm-hmm. we talk about like different types of materials and prepregs and plane weave and RTM and infusion molding and closed mold, open mold.
And the use case for this entire series is you are building a children's push bike.
Yeah.
A carbon fiber children's push bike. Yep. So that means tiny little bike, no pedals.
Yes.
Okay. So the first part of the series is the materials and mold making and modeling of that.
Exactly. So you can have, so like I basically, the first part of the course is like a composites 101 course. So mm-hmm. you can understand, well, because the thing is everything is connected. So like that first part explains about material selections and products and manufacturing. And then in the second course, it's kind of like the industrial design portion of like designing the actual part. But you can't really design the part if you don't know how it's made.
Mm-hmm.
So that first course kind of goes over how it's made, like how to make things mm-hmm. and molding. And then the next one is talking about actually designing something. And it's really interesting because one of the things that's interesting about the workflow that we use here is we introduce simulation super early on. And so in this course, I go into simulation. So I talk about how you use like Ansys Discovery and how we do CFD and structural analysis of it in the design stage, and how that changes our design and makes, you know.
So by that, you mean you have the push bike and now you're introducing in simulation like airflow. You're pushing the bike down a hill. And like how it'll coast and
how the wind will hit the frame, and based on the design of the frame, how will everything work?
And based on the results of the simulation, you can make alterations.
Yeah, exactly. And then that basically segues into the final design of the frame, and then that segues into our into course three of the series, and that is all about basically like the engineering application side of it. So we talk about like how we're going to design the mold, and then we do the final validation. So we actually get into ANSYS mechanical and prep post and show composite simulation of the actual bike and how we do that, and then the final CFD validation, and then the manufacturing.
So the what do you know what the course name is?
I do. I don't know the top. I know the course.
It's about composites and ANSYS.
It's more than anything. It's explaining the process of how to take a concept of a part and design to manufacture it in composites.
Okay.
That's the concept. I don't really go into. I mean, I show software and I show how we use software and the concepts that we use.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not teaching the software.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't say click on this and then click on that and do this and do that. Like my first course. The design course I did, that's exactly what I did.
Mm-hmm.
This is not that. This is a higher level course. You're just looking at it from above.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a super cool course because I show using Fusion 360 and ANSYS Discovery and ANSYS Mechanical and ANSYS Fluid. That's what I show in my process.
Mm-hmm.
But you can use other software and you can use, you know, SolidWorks and, you know, Rhino and, mm-hmm. you know, Altair if you're using something else for simulation. I mean, there's other software out there that you can use and use the same course. I just show you what I like. It's the concept. It's super cool because my content manager was telling me, like, you know, design a course about something that you wish you had learned. And that's what this course is. I mean, I wish I had this 10 years ago.
You wish that you just knew the steps on how to make something out of carbon fiber?
Not even the steps, the workflow. It's so complicated. It's taken 10 years to come up with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like what is prepreg and what is infusion molding and RTM and all that stuff. And having that in a concise, like, 1-hour course would have been awesome.
Because,
you know, that was super informative. But the concept of how everything's connected and it's not linear. Like, design and manufacturing is not a linear process. So understanding that and understanding workflows on when to introduce what,
mm-hmm.
I think would have been awesome. I mean, also, the software and the technology that I'm showing was not around 10 years
right.
ago. But
the philosophies and also just, like, a visual, just seeing it, because we actually filmed.
Yeah.
You filmed. I filmed. You teach the class. I do all the hard work behind it.
This is true.
So I don't know if I get a credit on this video or not.
It's licensed to Predator Cycling.
Okay. So anyway, we did actually, we made the bike. We haven't finished the bike yet because we've been working on these other projects.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, the bike is done.
It's done. It just has to go to paint.
It just has to get clear coated and finished.
But we laid it with carbon. We,
mm-hmm.
not,
we cut a mold.
Yes, we cut the mold. And it's not quite how we make our normal bikes. This
no.
is specifically a process this toddler frame.
Well, that was a whole nother thing. So, like, we have a lot of proprietary stuff. And
so you kind of just showed, like, the old school method.
Not even old school. Old school is maybe not the right word. It's an older way that we used to make some stuff, but also I kind of like hybrided two processes together.
You so did that what?
I took.
Did you say hybrided?
Hybrided.
Hybrided.
I hybrided a course together. That's not how you say it.
This is the teacher of your LinkedIn class.
Ouch. I'm not teaching English because I obviously don't know how to speak that.
Well, you just made up a word, which is, I think, fine in 2021 from what I've learned. The English language is dead. No one uses.
Right. What was your whole thing about
the Oxford comma? Ugh, I went on a whole rant this week.
That's going to be op episode next week's episode. Courtney's rant on.
It's just no one cares anymore. So whatever. Let's hybrid something. Hybridated two things together.
Hybridated.
Okay.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. So I used a hybridated process to basically merge two molding systems together. And I did it, one, because it made sense for the product that we were making, but also it was a really good teaching moment so that you could actually see multiple molding processes put together into a single system. So I thought it was really good to understand how that works and see an example.
Yeah,
so.
And I think that way people learn today, like, you need this concise video, you need visuals, and you need, you know, someone who knows what they're doing. So I think that all of those three things are pretty good for this.
And I think the course is really good for, like, anyone that wants to design or make something out of carbon, or not even, it doesn't have to be carbon fiber, but, like, that process. I think this is a really good course for that. I think it really helps explain things. Mm-hmm. And
it's like a jumping off course.
Yeah, and like how everything's connected. It's something, it's a topic that I try to thread in everything. It's like, it's the way you design it depends on how it's going to be made, and how it's going to be made depends on how you design it, and the simulation plays a huge factor into the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that whole cyclical cycle.
The cyclical cycle?
The cyclical cycle. I'm just rocking it today.
Well, you know what? I think what he told us from LinkedIn is, which would have been really beneficial back when we were in college, but don't colleges offer these type of subscriptions to their students now? Or they teach you the basics, and they're like, if you need any supplemental video or supplemental teaching, like, here's your logon. Find some videos. Learn.
Yeah,
which I would have liked back when I was doing video production in college and I needed to learn, you know, editing software. I got Photoshop for Dummies. I got Premiere for Dummies. I don't know. Those are horrible books. And you have to sit there and read them. If I had a video showing me, like, some stuff, that would have been way better.
I got some videos I can show you.
Okay, well, but now I don't have the attention span as I did in college. I have so many more things going on in life.
No, for sure. And that's one of the things that I know that LinkedIn is used for is for, you know, like, you know, teachers and professors don't want to teach software. So, you know, they want to teach concepts. And software.
Which they shouldn't. They should do the opposite. They should teach you real life skills and not theoretical skills.
Oh, right.
Which is why I would be in a job in my chosen field instead of here with my husband making bicycles. Not that that's wrong, but I gave up what my knowledge was because I didn't feel like I had enough for here. And now I have all the knowledge.
Oh, yeah. You have all the knowledge.
So I'm sitting with the teacher.
And the
cyclical cycle that I've been in.
In a hybrided.
In my hybridated, this hybridated atmosphere. Which has worked for us.
Yeah, it's worked great.
But businesses also, from what I'm told, businesses also offer like subscriptions for their employees. So if you're, you know, an engineer and you want to learn a different type of engineering, you can look at some videos.
Or not even so much that. It's just a lot of the software and like nitty gritties, because a lot of LinkedIn courses are taught by industry experts.
Yeah.
I know there are a lot of professors on it, but there's also a lot of people that are coming in with, like, you know, 10 years, 20 years of like engineering experience in, you know, modeling and whatnot.
Are you an industry expert?
I wouldn't consider myself an expert in anything, but I am a avid user of many softwares.
Yes, you are. You're an avid user of online videos and learning, which makes you a perfect candidate to be
A
teacher for online videos and learning.
Yeah, I learned a lot. A lot of the software that I use today is I learned from online sources. And that was kind of, for me, like, full circle. I was like, wait, what? They want me to teach a class? Like, that's cool.
I think I've said in past podcasts, I've said, like, there's nothing more than RM loves is, like, a good conference. Second to that, there's nothing more RM loves than a good online tutorial.
Oh, my God. Okay. Sure.
You love that type of learning tool.
Anyway. I like learn, especially when you get someone who's like knows what they're doing and showing you a workflow or a concept of how to use something.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, like, software and tech is so insane right now. Like, you can do so much with it. And when you see someone that can actually push the envelope of what's possible, I think that's cool.
Yeah.
So.
And this is a better avenue, this LinkedIn learning, than like a YouTube tutorial. Like, Well, we were looking at one yesterday just to figure out a problem, and we have no patience for it.
No, I got pretty frustrated. But the other thing, too, is, I mean, I've been approached before about teaching a class and whatnot, but the thing that was really cool about LinkedIn was that they like, my thing was, like, I don't know how to structure a course. Like, I don't know what to put.
They work
I don't,
with you.
Yeah, they totally helped me and, like, structured it together.
This sounds like something I should be doing, but I have no time.
Yeah, no, you don't
I should be
time.
A LinkedIn learning producer.
There you go.
There you go. I'll put that in my pocket. Discuss your fourth class you have coming up.
Yeah,
in the
so the fourth class that I have, which is coming after these, is about sketching. It's all about, it's an entire course on sketching in Fusion 360. So I talk about 3D sketches, I talk about 2D, I talk about...
Are you doing bicycle sketches again?
No, so this course is not going to be, it's not going to be a start to finish process. It's going to be basically like a bunch of little micro pieces. Like I'm just going to be, it's going to be like how to use, you know, different types of tools within the... The software. Within Fusion.
Wait, so you're just going to be like, I want to make a box. This is the tool I make. I want to make a sphere.
Yeah.
This is the tool I make.
Yeah, and or then use. Like kind of connecting things together and showing how it goes. But it's not going to be a, it's not going to be like a start to finish, like make something. It's going to be more like micro tools. So that also like a really good tool for like, hey, like how do I do this? And it's just like a quick, here's your 3 minutes, you know, 3 minute video on how to do that process. And then in the end, I'm basically building on those, concepts and building something. So I have three parts that I build at the end that basically use all of the stuff that you learned in the earlier ones. And it's kind of like an exercise. But then again, that is not going to be like a do this, then do that, then do this. It's kind of like a very quick like concept. Here's this sketch, here's a 3D sketch, and then this is how it's driven.
Okay.
So it should be a cool course.
Yeah. So what's the benefit? What's the benefit for Predator to participate in these type of teaching tools?
There's a couple, well, one benefit is it's a pretty cool audience that you're talking to. You're talking to people that are very interested in that concept.
That we might have not reached out to prior because they don't maybe cycle.
Yeah, for sure.
But they software.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, for sure. That's one thing. And then the other thing too is like, I mean, we've kind of over the years just made a, I guess, I don't know how to say it. We're power users of software? Is that the right?
You're a power user
I'm
of software.
I'm a power user.
I'm just a powerful person.
Oh, we'll make a good team. Yeah, so like I'm a big user of Fusion, a big person in Ansys, and now getting into like some other softwares like Omniverse and stuff. And so it kind of, that's actually become part of our like business at Predator is like that technology side is a huge asset. And teaching that technology and parts of that technology, it benefits us. We obviously do get paid to do LinkedIn courses, but more than just getting paid, it's I think it's giving back to that group that of people where we came from. Like I came from that learning environment, and teaching what we do, I think just makes us.
But I think
know.
You're learning as you're teaching too.
Absolutely.
So you're actually just like benefiting yourself
also,
and like
yeah. Well,
expanding
I learned a new,
your knowledge.
Absolutely, but also like it's a new skill. Like I've never like I mean the first video I did like
Professor Gogenian.
No.
New skill.
Yeah, new skill because like I didn't know how to teach a course from like a video cast. Like I didn't know how to do it. Like I was the first video was like, wait, what? Like how do I? Like how do I talk with my hands? Like how do I? And then I found out I talk with my mouse. So like I move
oh,
my
I
mouse around.
Oh, I thought you said your
much.
Mouth. I'm like, yes, you talk constantly with your mouth.
I do. I talk with my mouth and my hands.
And your mouse.
And my mouse. So like I had to learn not to do that and like how to like I used to always do thing like where I would say something and then click on it.
Mm.
And like instead of clicking on it and saying it.
Mm-hmm.
And like just how to do that and like how to structure it. And it's helped really a lot during COVID because I've had to do presentations and whatnot where I had to do screen captures and having that skill was huge. So it's been very beneficial on many fronts.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about some recent news.
Yes.
Ansys just posted a live blog two days ago, I think. About us and our relationship and how we use their simulation tools. It was a pretty good article.
It was a very good article.
I did not mention me, but it was a very good article.
Well, that's for the next
one.
When they want the brains behind the operation.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a good article. You can check it out. I think if you just go to Ansys.com and click on their blog button.
Yes, I think it's on their blog. Mm-hmm. They always post it on social. That's how I always see their blogs.
Yeah. And then
yeah, it's a pretty cool article.
And then I think I mentioned in the previous podcast, you also had an NVIDIA blog go live.
Yeah.
There's a lot coming up in April. You have your NVIDIA GTC conference, mm-hmm. which I think is the April 14th, I think.
Yeah.
The week following that is the ANSYS SemiWorld conference,
yep.
which is the 20th and 21st, which I don't know if you have a date yet. And then you also did something for like an internal Lenovo conference.
Yeah, we did that.
Yes, I'm in that one, but that's not open to the public.
I don't think it is.
It's called Rev Live, which I don't know what Rev stands for.
It's their internal like sales and marketing. It's their internal big conference.
So if you want to see me in something, you have to apply to Lenovo and become an employee.
Yeah, which is a cool company. So
and,
give it a shot.
Then you have other things coming that we just can't discuss yet because we honestly don't know all the details yet.
Yeah.
So all those are coming up. And then even bigger news, bigger than any software company, the previous co-owner before myself will be flying in next week.
She will.
And she will hopefully be making an appearance here on the podcast.
We are trying to facilitate that.
Your mama.
Yeah, that's my mom.
Your mama. She's all vaccinated.
She is.
We're halfway there, so we'll call that good. Mm-hmm. She's coming in, flying in from California.
Yep.
I'm sure this place will get a nice overdue tidying up.
Yeah.
And
she'll let me know everything I'm doing wrong.
Yeah, and I'll get a nice little break from our little toddler monster. So hopefully she's got some interesting anecdotes to add
to the podcast. I'm sure she will. I'm sure she'll have a lot to add.
Maybe we can talk about how Predator was when she started.
Yeah.
Old school Predator.
Old school Predator. The original Predator on the balcony of our apartment in Santa Monica.
Yeah. So that is coming up next week.
Yeah.
So we'll wrap her up. We thank you for choosing to take some time with us, and we look forward to future breakaways. Look for us on Instagram and LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and in person here in Tennessee. We ask our listeners to please share, like, and subscribe. We're available on all major streaming platforms. Thanks for listening. Have a good one, and find some time to break away.